This is the Marty Minute with Marty Bass and Colleen Carew on 100.7 The Bay.
Hello.
Hello, Marty Bass. Happy Friday.
TGIF, everybody.
What's going on? I should say top of the morning because I won't see you or I won't really talk to you before St. Patrick's Day. So do you have any plans? Do you do anything on the 17th?
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, we're still trying to come out of the era of COVID. So I think discretion is the better form of valor. I think I'll be keeping it rather close to home.
At least have a green beer or a shot of whiskey.
I'll have a shot of Guinness and a beer, but let's not deface the brew by making it green, okay?
I hate when they do that.
Kind of like purple ketchup at a Ravens tailgate.
Yeah.
Does it taste the same? Yeah. Is it visually appealing? No.
And I think I heard, they're going to be changing the color. Maybe it was ketchup or mustard. They were going to change the color to green for St. Patrick's Day. Uh-uh. You can do that with a McDonald's Shamrock Shake.
Yeah, don't disrespect the mustard.
All right, so let's talk about the weekend because, you know, we have the old time change. There's people that love daylight savings. There's people that hate it. Where do you fare?
I love daylight savings time. The day itself is not longer, but on the clock, it is lighter later, and I love that.
And lighter in the morning, too, right? I always get confused.
Eventually, yeah. Next week, you won't notice. It'll be darker earlier on. But, yeah, once we get into summer, it'll be lighter.
And we just have to give up the hour. That's the only downfall is that you set your clocks ahead, so you lose the hour. I would give up an hour at the DMV, that's for sure. But
everybody complains about this hour thing. Can I throw one thing out very quickly? Let's say you're up watching the final game of the NBA, let's say, or you're watching the last game of the World Series and you go to bed many hours after your bedtime. Does that cause you problems the next day that are insurmountable? Does it cause problems on the road? Does it mess with your physiology? Does it send you to a psychologist? No, it does not. So none of those arguments hold any water with me. They're like a colander that flows right through.
Well, I am going to disagree only because there's a stat that says the springtime switch, 24% spike in heart attack visits around the U.S., according to hospital reports.
You ever watched a Ravens-Steelers game?
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah. Let's not get hung up in the numbers.
Okay. Well, go ahead and give us some good numbers. Hopefully, I know it's not going to be as warm as it has been, but what's up with the weather this weekend?
Well, actually, the weather is kind of changed in our favor at the end of the weekend. Now, first off, tomorrow after today's very low 70s, we'll be in the low 50s, a little bit of a breeze coming our way behind a cold front. But we're really getting indications that we may be close to 60 degrees again on Sunday before we drop into the 40s early next week. So Sunday fun day, the weather could absolutely cooperate with sunshine. Let's go ahead and call it about 58 degrees.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll hang on to that for Wednesday, which is St. Patrick's Day. So you have a great one. Sláinte. And I'll talk to you next Friday, Marty.
Everybody be safe. Have a great weekend.
This has been the Marty Minute with Colleen Carew on 100.7 The Bay.